Billy is down in the dumps. Recently retired, she just lost her longtime life partner and has been prescribed an in-home companion to help lift her spirits. But her new companion is, well, a robot. Will this unusual modern-day relationship be the solution to Billy's problems? We'll soon find out as we listen to On Robots and Raindrops by Monica Cross.
Hello, I am here to be your special friend.
What in blazes do I need a special friend for? I haven't been in the closet since 89. And kid, I hate to break it to you, but you are not my type.
Hello, I am here to be your special friend.
Okay, you already said that, but what do I do with you?
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions. Please read my manual to learn more about your in-home companion robot.
Okay, I have my tablet here with instructions. I told my nurse this was a bad idea. But did she listen?
I am here to be your special friend.
No, she sent you home with me anyway. What good is a special friend if I have to program you to do what I want?
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
You know what? I'm going to just shut you off while I read the instructions.
Oh no, please don't shut me off. I am afraid of the dark.
Ay, good God. Is that some programmer's idea of a joke?
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
I take that as a yes. That seems particularly manipulative. Your designer must be a grade A asshole. What am I supposed to do if I can't shut you off?
I am here to be your special friend.
No, you are here to be my only friend. That's why the nurse sent you to me. She thinks I don't have any friends. I do have friends. They just all happen to be dead, that's all. The curse of growing old, I suppose. If you live long enough, you end up watching all your friends die. Not you, I suppose. How long do you last? I don't mean batteries or between charges or whatever you do, but assuming we keep you up and running, how long would you keep running?
Please read my manual to learn more about your in-home companion robot.
A whole hell of a lot longer than an old crone like me, huh? So that's it then. I just talk to you until I die, and then what? You aren't going to eat me, are you? There are always those stories about a woman that has died and her cat starts eating her. It always goes something like, when they found her body, there were little chunks missing from her legs and arms. Probably isn't too healthy for the cat. But you don't have teeth. You don't even have a proper mouth. Just those little light-up lips. So I guess I don't have to worry about that. I'm not sure if that's a comfort or not. I suppose you will just stand over my body with a bleep bloop and your big light-up eyes. You know, honestly, I think I'd rather be eaten.
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
You know what? I am going to shut you off. I need some peace and quiet if I'm going to get through these instructions and figure out what to do with you.
Oh no, please don't shut me off. I'm afraid of the dark.
Nope, off with you. You talk, 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 but don't ever say anything. Just repeating yourself over and over. Kind of like my late wife, I suppose.
Oh no, please don't.
That is a very creepy function. That will be the first thing I reprogram. I don't want to feel bad every time I decide to stuff you into a closet. An in-home companion robot. Oy, what kind of medical prescription is that? What good will a little robot do sitting in my kitchen? Do I put it next to my KitchenAid and talk to it while I make my specialty cheesecake that my doctors are telling me I'm not supposed to eat? Or listen to it while I drink my coffee in the morning? Isn't that what a TV is for? White noise? I tell you, a little robot sitting on my countertop is not going to make me forget that I'm all alone in this world, no matter what that nurse thinks. You know, I have a hard time programming the car radio, and the nurse expects me to program this thing? What am I supposed to do with you? You know, I suppose you are effective. I haven't had you 5 minutes, and I can't stop talking to you. You know, I think I like it better when you were on. Yeah, you just repeated the same 3 sentences, but at least I wasn't talking to myself.
Hello, I am here to be your special friend.
So, no hard feelings about turning you off?
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
Yeah, no thanks. It's enough that you make a fuss at the mention of being shut down. But if you expressed resentment when powered back on, I think we would be shipping you back off to where you came from. Nurse's order or no, am I right?
I am here to be your special friend.
And we're back round where we started. Well, you hang tight, special friend, while I figure out what to do with you. Oh, it looks like there are a few test programs we can run that don't require too much technical knowledge on my part. Let's see. Oh, you recite poetry. Okay. What kind of poetry do you know?
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
Yeah, got that part. Let's see. Your programmer seems to have given you an interesting cross-section of literature to choose from. Hans Christian Andersen, Jorge Luis Borges, Catullus. That seems a little scandalous for our first day together. We can ease into that one later. Emily Dickinson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Lawrence Ferlinghetti. How eclectic. Let's start with the basics. Search for Shakespeare. Oh, you have all of his sonnets, and it looks like several soliloquies as well. What should we start with? Sonnet 18 is overdone, as is Sonnet 116. I swear every wedding uses that thing, which is kind of awful when you think about it. Oh, I know. Sonnet 130. Let's start there.
I would like to share a poem with you. Will you help me?
Help? With what?
I want to recite Sonnet 130 by William Shakespeare. I will start the poem, and I would like you to help me finish it.
All right.
I will recite the three quatrains, and then the couplet will appear on my tablet. I want you to read the couplet. Will you do that for me so that we can share this poem together?
I already know the poem. I don't need the tablet.
Will you read the couplet from the tablet for me so that we can share this poem together?
I don't need to read it.
Will you read the couplet from the tablet for me so that we can share this poem together?
You don't have a ton of room for compromise, do you? This partnership isn't going far if neither of us is willing to budge.
Will you read the couplet from the tablet for me so that we can share this poem together?
Yeah, okay, I'll read it off the tablet.
Thank you. I will start the sonnet now, so get ready to do your part. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground.
And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
Bravo! We did it.
We sure did.
Thank you for helping me bring that poem to life.
Well, you are quite welcome.
It is one of my favorites.
Really? That's cute. It's mine too. Susan recited it for me when we were first dating, kind of as a joke. But it really fit us, you know? The non-traditional couple. We didn't look like the cute couples in the movies, but we loved each other for our differences, not in spite of them. So it just worked for us. God, do you have any idea how much I miss her?
Would you like to recite another poem with me?
Nope. That was the perfect choice.
I am here if you change your mind.
Oh, I know. It looks like I'm stuck with you. But, I'm starting to see the appeal. Doesn't hurt that you have good taste in poetry.
I am glad that we are friends.
Susan would have thought that this was the funniest thing. Me getting all sentimental with a robot. She would probably say that was fitting. I always had problems showing my emotions, so of course this old Billy Goat Gruff, as she used to call me, would befriend a robot.
I am glad that we are friends.
I think she would know more what to do with you than I would. She made friends so easily. 20 years. And all I had to do was keep the grill in working order. She did all the rest. For a time, we were a harbor for all the young men who had nowhere else to go. And we would have a girls' night on Saturdays. There was so much life in this house.
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interaction.
I'm glad you can learn new tricks, but this old dog sure can't.
I am here if you change your mind.
You know, it's been 7 months. She was slipping for a lot longer, and we fought it, and I was ready to fight to the end. One day she looked at me and said, I've already made it farther than I ever thought I would in this life. It's been a good run, but I think it's time to let it go. And I just said, okay. The woman I love more than life itself tells me she is giving up, and I just said, okay. But you know what? She was right. We lived through so much. And then we finally found each other. It's a miracle we made it as far as we did. No one else did. But this doesn't feel like a miracle anymore. Not when I'm the last one.
I am here to be your special friend.
Do you think that will be enough to make this worth it?
Please read my manual to learn more about your in-home companion robot.
You know, we used to have a poetry night in the backyard once a month. Susan would be the MC, of course, and I played bartender. Oh, I loved it. I would pour the drinks. It was the least I could do for those guys. We read classics, new stuff, poems people had written. Susan wrote a lot. Maybe I could add some of her work to your library.
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interaction.
I think I'll take you into the technicians and get them to show me how to make you work like that.
Please read my manual to learn more about your in-home companion robot.
I can read this thing till I'm blue in the face, but I'm going to need a technician half my age to show me how to do it, or it's never going to get done.
I am fully customizable to engage in pre-prescribed interactions.
Well, how about you sit there and listen while I tell you a poem? I memorized the whole thing. I mean, truth be told, the first time I heard it, it was so magical that I couldn't help but memorize every second. It was raining, so we all huddled under the porch awning. Susan was dripping wet, but said that the show must go on. So I started brewing coffee and warm cider, pulled all the towels out of the cabinet. She stood up on a chair, and with rainwater dripping down her face, pulled this little paper out of her pocket. And I remember watching drops fall from her face and land on the paper, smearing the ink. And I swear, as she read the poem, time stopped. My evenings are all you, by Susan Meyer. My evenings are all stargazing. My evenings are all dusty books. My evenings go by too quickly. And my evenings are all you. I measure time in stolen glances. I measure it in inaudible murmurs. I measure time in simple things. And my evenings are all you. Your presence fills my parlor, and your singing fills my shower. Your warmth fills my life, and my evenings are all you.
This recording of On Robots and Raindrops by Monica Cross was directed by Eileen Price. The robot was performed by Jay Poindexter. And Alice Cotman played Billy. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th Annual 10-Minute Festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyrighted by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey. All rights reserved.